We're going to turn our attention to the climate crisis for the next few minutes, but this is not a story about flooding or heat waves or rising seas. It's about how the ripple effects of climate change are reverberating in one of the world's most sparsely populated countries and contributing to an urban pollution crisis. Our story comes from reporter Ann Bailey in Mongolia.
8-month-old Munk Erden wants attention. His two brothers are playing outside while his mother makes tea and tends the fire inside the family's ghare, or yurt. The air smells of smoke and cheese curd. It's a scene that could be any time in Mongolia, going back hundreds of years. And it could be just about anywhere in the country's vast open plains, where families of nomadic herders have followed their livestock for countless generations. But things are changing fast in Mongolia. And 2 years ago, this family set down its portable home in a place they never expected to end up. The country's crowded capital city, Ulaanbaatar. Outside the heavy canvas skin of the yurt is a sprawling patchwork of dirt roads, makeshift fences, and hundreds of yurts. Jarl Syken Erdenbeer gave up on herding and moved his family to the city after losing most of his livestock in a harsh winter, known here as a zood. During that time, Erdenbeer says so many nomadic families lost their herds. So they started moving here, and it's still happening. Zoods have always been part of life in Mongolia, but with climate change, they seem to be coming more often. And that's contributing to a cascade of problems. Lost traditions, displacement, overcrowding, and smog.
There is like this dome over the city, this gray dome.
That's Tugudur Chulambatar. He's an activist here in Ulaanbaatar. I talked to him in his car as he gave me a tour of some of the new neighborhoods. Ulaanbaatar is surrounded by mountains. And in the wintertime, all these new residents burn whatever they have to stay warm.
Mostly coal, but some people tend to burn like other things, you know, the tires, plastics, you know.
Those are very dirty fuels, made worse by inefficient traditional stoves. And the smoke from all that burning gets trapped beneath the colder air above the mountains, contributing to air quality in this city of 1.4 million people that can be worse than in notoriously polluted megacities like Beijing and Mumbai. Jarl Syken Erdenbeer's family alone burns 3 tons of coal a winter. He knows that heating his family's home this way is unhealthy, but he doesn't see another way. Burning coal is the only option, he says. Mongolia has no natural gas, and electricity is expensive. The government has spent millions of dollars in recent years to fight air pollution, and it has plans to build high-rise apartments with central heating for families now living in yurts. But progress has been slow, and many migrants don't want to give up their traditional homes for walls of concrete. Many still hope to go back to their old ways. But that maybe an unrealistic hope.
Desertification is a real issue.
Desertification is a real issue, says Betjar Gozamba. He's a meteorologist and an advisor to Mongolia's Ministry of the Environment.
And according to the global warming, the arid area in Mongolia will expand.
Global warming will expand the dry parts of Mongolia, Zamba says. That means there will be fewer nomadic families, more migration to Ulaanbaatar, and more challenges for the city. Local activists know there's not much they can do to solve those big problems. But they are pushing for change. People like Chulambatar, the guy who gave me a tour of Ulaanbaatar's new neighborhoods. He gives them to a lot of people.
But it's not like tourism is tour. It's more like giving to people more realistic information about Ulaanbaatar.
Chulambatar is part of a community project that maps environmental and social conditions in the ghare, or yurt, district. Everything from average distance to a water supply to locations of illegal trash dumps to air pollution. The goal is to use the data to help rally support for action.
It's really hard to make the government do something when you're alone, but by the community it's really strong because the voice is really strong.
And things are slowly changing. The government has rolled out tax breaks for small business to produce better stoves, and it's created incentives to encourage residents to heat with somewhat cleaner electricity. But Aaron Mayer, the former herder, says he hasn't noticed any improvements. Air pollution is a big issue, he says. It's very dangerous for us to live here. And against all odds, he and his family still dream of returning to the country, where the air is clean. I want to continue with my nomadic lifestyle, Aaron Bear says. I love herding.
For The World, Anne Bailey, Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.